It is time to talk with Kyle from Sticks and Stuff. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody, and I hope that you are stocked up on your water and your ice cubes, maybe some alcoholic beverages for the end of the day, but we got a lot of people coming in asking about, obviously, air conditioning. We do stock different kinds of air conditioners, but the biggest thing that they are asking about lately is window and door repairs. So a lot of people are coming in. They're getting to their camps, maybe on the lake. They're trying to relax, and they've got annoying bugs that are coming through their screens. So all of our locations do stock replacement window screening in different sizes, different strengths. So the most popular one is probably like a charcoal-colored fiberglass screen. That's going to be one of the easier ones to replace. And then we also stock some aluminum window screen. Normally those rolls are going to come in pre-cut pieces. You can get longer 100-foot rolls, but it's going to be like 32 inches wide up to 5 or 6 feet wide, depending on your need. And we stock a full line of the replacement spline as well, which is the little rubber gasket that you use to hold the actual screen into the frame. And a lot of people come in and they'll ask, you know, can I patch it? And they come in with screens and they've got duct tape and all kinds of stuff all over it. And it's definitely a project that anybody can tackle. Your first one might take you a little while, but once you get the knack of it, it'll go relatively quickly. So you want to take the old spline out, lay your new screen in, and then they make a special tool, which we have, that has two different size rollers. One roller will kind of crimp the screen into the groove that's already on the frame, and then the other side of the roller will help to roll the spline in and hold that screen there. Once that's all done, you'll just go around with like a box cutter or a sheetrock knife, cut off any screen that's left on the outside of the spline, and you should be good to go.
Sounds good. Head to sticksandstuff.com to find their 7 locations and the one closest to you to get your supplies.
Absolutely, and I know hopefully we got some cooler weather, so you'll have a cool breeze blowing in, but no mosquitoes or black flies.
Sounds good, Kyle.
All right, everybody, take care.